Good afternoon. This is certainly a conversation that's necessary for the police department to have right now with our community, and that's why we're here today. I want to introduce a couple folks. To my immediate right, the director of our animal control division, Robin Catlett. To her immediate right, Captain Ross Passman, the commander of our internal affairs division, PASS-MAN. And to my immediate left is Justin Scally. Justin Scally works for the American Humane Association, and Justin's actual title, and I'll say it slowly because it's long, he's the National Director of Humane Intervention and Emergency Services. Justin Scally from the American Humane Association, and Justin's the National Director of Humane Intervention and Emergency Services. Justin reached out to the police department this morning, offered his assistance as we conduct this investigation, and I want to be clear, this is an investigation. It's not a review. We're not taking a look at it. It's an internal affairs investigation, and Justin's expertise will certainly come in handy as he puts his eyes on this investigation to make sure all of our T's are crossed and I's are dotted. We're here today because on Saturday, February the 1st at 4:45 p.m., a young police officer was conducting a neighborhood canvass following a report of a residential burglary in an East Glen Burnie community. As that officer knocked on the front door of 905 Lombardi Circle, L-O-M-B-A-R-D-E-E Circle, that's the home of the Reeves family. Mr. Reeves, Michael Reeves, lives there. His sons, Mike, live with him. Timothy, his other son, lives with him as well, in addition to another son. They all live at this residential home, nice, quiet community near the water. And while, again, we're in the very early stages of this investigation, our police officer reports that he knocked on the front doors of the Reeves home and no one answered. Our police officer states that he then turned to leave the front door of the residence, went down the steps, and was in the driveway when he turned, and the officer reports that he was then confronted and attacked by a dog. That dog, that family pet, that member of the Reeves family is Vernon. Vernon is a Chesapeake Bay retriever. During that interaction, our police officer shot and killed Vernon, the Chesapeake Bay retriever. There were family members inside of the home. They came outside. Our police officer made notification to the family. I visited with the Reeves family yesterday morning because I needed to personally talk to them and express my condolences. But more than my condolences, I wanted them to hear from me as their chief of police that we're not going to dismiss this matter. We are not going to reach a conclusion as to what happened because it's still very, very early. And we're going to assign our very best internal affairs detectives to take a look at this incident and really critique our actions and get to the bottom of exactly what happened. At the moment, we do not have any eyewitnesses to this police-involved shooting. Certainly, if there are any out there who have not yet come forward, we would like to hear from those folks. What we've done in the meantime, and I've been back and forth with the family point of contact, is one of the sons, Mike Reeves, and the police department is going to take custody of Vernon, and we have offered to pay for a necropsy, which is an autopsy of an animal. I'm not sure if it's specific to dogs or not. And the family has asked us that necropsy be performed at Virginia Tech University, and we've certainly agreed to that. We're going to pay for all the expenses of the necropsy, and we're going to transport Vernon later today down to Virginia Tech University for the purpose of a necropsy. That will assist internal affairs detectives in many ways. It will tell us with certainty the angle and the projection of the bullets. We think right now preliminarily that the shooting occurred when Vern was in close proximity to our police officer, but we've got to go about the business of proving that and looking into it. I know, and again, I've been the chief here for about 8 months now, but I've lived in Anne Arundel County for 18 years, and I know when there's a police-involved shooting involving a family pet, that it stirs emotions in our community. And I just want to assure everyone that as their police chief, that I'm going to take these matters very, very seriously. Officer Price is on administrative duty right now, pending the outcome of this investigation. That's the best thing for the community. It's the best thing for the agency. And quite frankly, it's the best thing for Officer Price right now. So we are going to conduct this investigation thoroughly. We're going to leave no stone unturned, and we intend to get to the bottom of it. We know that our ability as a police department in this community, our capacity, is only as good as the trust that we have with our community, and that's a sacred trust to me, and I take these matters very, very seriously.